Hilei Shirin Dechem, Shir number 20, Sunday Parshas for Eira, 20 Teves, January 7th. Okay, we're learning, we're up to, we're going to start from section 1, which we're about to be finished. Maybe we won't even do it today. And we'll start with paragraph 7 in Parakeh. Now, what happened? Were we holding? We established the whole system, the Ramchal,
established the whole system,
that everything is Lamala, everything is connected to Lamala in Exodus. So everything, the thing in the world, is if it's not Bechir, and Bechir, the condition is not. There's nothing about it happens in the Wassel Yonim. Because Turku has reasons for making his flow a flows, for making kids at home school, for kids home flow, for having aloes burn. Everything, and you giggle, but everything happens on Mala. Everything. If the Mets win or lose, if certainly world wars, depressions, the economy, if it snows, everything happens on Mala. And it's hard for us to fathom that because we're Gashmi, our Machshavos are Gashmi, and I think it's helpful us who live in the, we call the modern world, and they won't call it the oldest, but the, what we now call the modern world, so there's so much that we don't see, and we're not aware of, whether it's bacteria or molecules, or the molecules like this, you know, subatomic particles. Everything changes, everything is connected, interconnected. So, and we don't know, we're oblivious to it. Why the light goes on to the switch. We just know words to use, but we have rasps, we don't know. And that's all the physical world. So, Boshin Ramchal tells us everything happening in the spiritual world. He already described the spiritual forces of the world, and everything has a corresponding physical, a corresponding spiritual force, anything from a chicken to a dog to an event to a person. So, and the difference is when you have Bechira, so Hashem gave us freedom to choose and to act upon that choice. And although if he doesn't want something to happen, as we went to Chavis Al-Vavis, there's no reason to say that I'm Chavangius, and we went to Chavis Al-Vavis, the result of my choice doesn't necessarily always have to materialize. Hashem could make me stuck in traffic, and I can't do the mitzvah. He can make me stuck in traffic, I can't avera. I could get paralyzed, and I can't do the avera. I could lose money and not get the stock I planned on doing. If Hashem has a planned history, wouldn't allow a spiritual force to be empowered to do whatever it's supposed to do, because there's a world of physics in the spiritual world, just as there is Lumata. Stella, he calls it. Stella, Hashem. Just like down here, there's Newton's law and Einstein's law and this law and that law, and all physics full of laws and chemistry full of laws and chain reactions. So the spiritual world has at least that also, and that's not changing. And the nature of Nace, where it does change, is discussed at length by the Maharal in the second Hagdamah to Gvuras Hashem, where the nature of a nace is discussed, because what exactly happens by a nace? It's very complicated. You see, if you have a childish view of everything, so a nace becomes childish also. Hashem said abracadabra, and the water turned to blood. The water can't turn to blood, but there are chateva. So what exactly happens by a nace? What happens? Does the molecular makeup of the water change into the molecular makeup of blood? Does it really become blood? What happened to the water? Where'd it go? So Maharal discusses this, and we learn the Shabbos this afternoon. We're up to that. Hakdama, the second Hakdama to Gurus Hashem, which is a discussion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Maharal talks about Nisim. And the Kaponim, because Teva is a very set thing. And so in the spiritual world, there's also a Teva. So Hashem, again, if it's Tali and Bechira, then the no world war is supposed to break out. So Hashem will maneuver that. This Avera won't happen. Right? A person can have Bechira, and the result is Bechira won't materialize. That's what we saw in the Chavis HaLogos. That's an important issue to remember. The Ramchal doesn't talk about that, but there's no reason to think he argues with that. So from here to the end of the Perek, which is the end of the section, the Ramchal really deals with more of a philosophical issue of evil. Of course, if there's going to have to be Tov and Ra in the Bria, which is the whole purpose. You know, it sounds funny, but it's the whole purpose of the creation of the world was to have evil. To have evil in the world. To have forces of evil, possibilities of evil, to have things that are anti-Hashem, and that's the purpose for which he created the world. Of course, the real purpose is to be native, and the way to be native in the ideal way is for the person to earn the Tova and to be like Hashem, and to earn the Tova and to be like Hashem, the person chooses to do good. Choosing to do good presumes the possibility of doing evil, hence the existence of evil. It's all for the person's benefit. If all there would be is would be good, then there would be no purpose for the Bria. The purpose is to be native. You could say that Ramban holds the purpose of the world is to have people acknowledge Hashem. Okay, maybe this takam focus. Maybe. Here I notice evil. I know it's evil because we have a Torah. That's the only way we know what's evil, by the way. Otherwise, we say killing a murderer is evil and aborting a baby is good. You don't have the Torah. So you need the Torah to tell you what good and what evil is. It's Hashem. Hashem sets the standards, not people. But wait a second. If everything has its spiritual counterpart, that means evil exists in the upper realms. So Ramchal talks about that. He's bothered by that. We don't have a Christian view of evil that there's a devil, a horn, a tail, and a pitchfork, and he has powers, and he can do things, and, you know, he can do things on his own, chas v'shalom. We don't have such a concept. Hashem is echad. Hashem is everything. So where does evil fit in the Olamos HaElyonim? And it has to, because that's the only way it's Mishtal Shel Lamata to the Olamos HaTachtonim, to here. So where does evil exist in the open realms? What does it even mean? Evil is something that's not Ratzon Hashem. So, you think, I have Bechira, and I could go against the will of Hashem. But there has to be a counterpart in the spiritual realm. So can that be? Like in the spiritual realm, it's spiritual, not physical. So everything is Ruchnius, everything is Hashem. Everything is the reality of Hashem. So where is the spiritual Where is in hell. Where's the spiritual machzan of evil in Shemayim? Where is this evil? What does it mean, evil in Shemayim? Can it be that it exists in heaven? It must be. So the Maharal is going to explain that until the end of the parable. And you see, he's struggling with it. He actually explains it more at length in Das Tevunos. Anyway, let's start from Zion. Vihine, Vihiyos, inasmuch as Shagaz v'chachmos v'yizbarach Shiyiyah ba'olam b'tziyus ha'tov ha'roh k'moishu zachachnu. That was the purpose of the creation of the world. That's explained way back when in chapter 2. That in order there be full-fledged Hatova in the biggest degree possible, and we be like Hashem in the biggest degree possible, where we create that we're good. We are the reason that we're good. In a chilas in Yenzeh, well, wait a second. So the roots of this matter, tzara shiyeh v'kochu seva hasharishim. So that means the roots of good and evil have to be rooted in the roots. V'achreyim y'moshech adovah v'shvelim. And when that comes down to this world, you have murder, you have bad actions, you have avodah zarah, you have everything bad. But that's after it is mishtal shel lamata. So you have to say, being a sidra chachmasa yuzbarach as akohos hanimtolim, these transcendent forces, shoroshe hanivroim, the roots of create of what we see, of what we feel, of what we see physically, what our five senses tell us exists, the seder ubitchuna. You know, Hashem, like I said, everything is basudar, everything is with a game plan, everything fits. It's planned everything, how it leads to something else, how it's connected. So Hashem was basadar, those kochos, the Savior of Bitchuna, Sheyipol Bohem, Kifima Sheshayach Bohem, Tikkun Bakilkul. Hashem created a situation with the spiritual forces, and he uses the word tikkun v'kilkul. They're perfect and they're flawed. That's mishta. I don't know if he would use the word tov and ra. V'hainish yimotzu behem matzav tov v'lo tov. It's like, you know, you have, let's say, place. You have a gun, you know, and it's off center. If it's masukan, so if you have a good aim and you shoot, so it hits the target, bullseye. But let's say it's makulkal. So then when you shoot the gun, it could hit anyway. It won't hit that. It can go off to the side and hit someone, chas v'shalom. You don't know what it'll do. So it's makulkal. So when the machine's makulkal, so then it has bad tosa'os. So he says these spiritual forces can be broken, can be mukulkal. They could not work well. Maybe they need a tune-up. Maybe they're actually broken and they have to be fixed. Maybe they have to be taken apart, put back together. Maybe they just need a quick once-over. Right? Everything is like it is mamata, except we can't imagine it because it's in the spiritual world. But it could be masukha, you know. Yeah, I know. I never owned a car there, so, but I remember what it is to own a car that's Masukon and Makulkal. And a car that's Makulkal is dangerous. Right? It might not, you know, if it gets Makulkal enough, if it's a weapon, it could hurt people. So the spiritual forces on the Sukan and Makulkal. And if they're Makulkal, they can have horrible, horrible tosa'os after it's Mishtal Shel Wamata. Because it's like a gun that doesn't shoot straight. It's like something is not working properly. Behind us, Yimotsu Behem Matsu Tov Lo Tov. It could be knacking, functioning well, or not functioning well. V'amitus, now he, V'amitus Tov Tov HaMatsu Yiyeh. So what does it mean? How do you get to be functioning properly? So they said, that's what we say, that's the trick of Ha'oras Panim. That's what we say, Yor Hashem Pano Ve'lecha V'chuneka. That's what we say, V'hor Einenu B'saro Sefa. That's what we say, V'hor Panecha Bonu. Sheyu Ba'achona, they are prepared, they are ready, they are clean, Kalim to be Mekabel, Le'or or Pano Yisbarach, Yor Elohem. Anything beyond translating is certainly beyond my capabilities of explaining. Hashem turns, I mean, again, everything has a counterpart, lamata. So if you imagine that if someone's pleased with you, and they look at you and they break out in a big smile, and their face like shines, they're happy to see you, and they, you know, yeah, you want to ask them for a loan, so you go knock on the door, and if the guy opens up with a smile, you have a good feeling this is going to happen. And if he opens it with a frown and he's impatient and he didn't bother to talk to you, then you're not such good news. So, again, you imagine Hashem turns his face to us, we bow into that. We say, Har Panecha Banu, Hashem Elokei Tzvakos, Har Panecha Vri Lecheya, Yoy Hashem Panecha Vilecha. That's what he explained before in a previous parak, that the Tov Lamala. Because of the sukkah and the kulka. See, he's trying to avoid Tov and Ra at this point. It works well, or it's in bad need of a tune-up. It's not working well. It's broken. It's flawed. And that will be according to the degree of Ha'aras Panim it gets from Hashem. We are maybe more familiar, maybe, with the opposite of Ha'aras Panim, which is Hester Panim. Hashem turns his face aside. So that is the Feirish Nechumish. Anochi Haster Panai Bayom Ahu. It's called Hester Panim. Okay? And again, if you think Lamata, you have a friend, and you know, and you betray him, he can't look at you in the face. He can't look at you. He turns aside. He can't bear to look at you. And when he's Moichel you, he looks at you and gives you a big smile. That's sort of the equivalent. Sort of, just to have some tefisa in what's going on. We say Hashem should turn to us and smile at us, be pleased with us, be happy about us, and this creates a shefa of tov. If Hashem can't look at us, turned away, then there's a void. Well, again, everything is, be careful what you say, a void. Hashem is everywhere and always everywhere. But there's kevayachal, a void. Anoichi haster aser panay meyom avu. And evil could move in. That's how it works. The lack of the oras panim is in Shemayim. And then it's mishtal shalomata as evil, as troubles, as sorrows, as tragedies, as bad things. That's what's mishtal shalomata. When you don't have the oras panay Hashem, you're in trouble. So sheyu ba'achana le'ob or panagis ba'viyor lehem v'hokol to be mekulkol, to be flawed, broken, to tatsa b'hem achana hazos v'yis'alei mehem. This is what we call Hester Panim. Hashem is you hidden from us, he turns aside from us, turns away from us. The toldos so now as it's mishtal shel l'mato, so the results of tikkunah, when things are knacking lamala, b'shvalim in us, who atov, it's what we call good in this world, what we call good. Bohem, v'hahepech, and bead lamata, meanwhile he's not saying there's bead lamala, but bead lamata comes from the forces, the spiritual forces, that are doing what they're doing, but they're flawed. It's like, you know, it's not working properly, so it comes out skewered. It comes out, and that's what we call bad. Things are not working the way they should be working. And the Beis HaMikdash can get destroyed. And there could be a Shoah, and like terrible, and a child can get sick and die. Terrible things can happen. People can't find Shiduchim. People don't have children. People have tzoros, people have health issues, people have marriage issues, people have all the sorts of parnosa issues. It's all because something is mekulkal lamala. Again, if it's bechira things, then we caused it, as the Gemara says about the Beis HaMikdash. We destroyed it, not Titus. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with our actions, because the Gemara is going to the heart of the matter. The Gemara's lashon is a burnt house you burnt, ground up wheat you ground up. It was all done lamala, explains the Nefesh HaChayim. We did it with our aveiros. So if you're horrified, this is the Nefesh HaChayim's point. If we're horrified that Titus can walk into the Kachay Kachim and do such a perverse act in the Kachay Kadoshim, and he could burn the Beis HaMikdash with his hands, so you should know that Klal Yisrael did that. They didn't do it in the physical world, but they did its spiritual equivalent of taking a Zona into the Kachay Kadoshim and opening the Sefer Torah and sitting on the Sefer Torah in the Kachay Kadoshim. It's not good to mince words. This is what the Nefesh HaChayim says. We did it. Almost as if to say, what do you want from Titus, so to speak? Of course, Titus had Bechira, you know, so we assume he had Bechira. Maybe Paro didn't at the end of the Marcus, but Titus did. So he'll get punished for what he did. Hitler will get punished, did get punished, will continue to get punished in Mitzvah Shem. Maximal Zichro, but we did it. So it's very harsh words, but it's inescapable according to Rav Chaim. It's inescapable. You want to feel good, so I don't know. Go to Human, and you'll feel good. This is inescapable. It's a big achrayus we have, but the whole world is totally in us. So sometimes it's knacks. Look what we did with Rabashka. We Klal Yisrael pulled off an ace. Klal Yisrael pulled off an ace. Someone close to the situation told me it's as close to an ace globally as we're ever likely to see. He's inside. He knows all the players. He knows everything that was going on. It's as close to an ace globally as you're ever likely to see. And you know, you hear stories in Musar about Avas Chinam and Achdus. It existed to an amazing degree that we're not likely to see again. With the three boys that were killed, unfortunately, we saw it. And we saw it over a period of 8 years with Rabashkin, that the Hamish Island, at least, was totally united. It didn't matter that he was a Lubavitcher, nothing mattered. A kid in third grade, he said, tell him every day, like everybody had him in mind. And Taka, we produced an ace. We're very powerful. That's why when he got out, all he talked about was, we can bring the Gula. If we would harness this energy that was shown in these 8 years, and we would demand from Hashem, you know, we want Mashiach now. He said, it's a very, very powerful force. But when you learn on Chal, it's not like, it's not fairy tales. This is very, very, very real. Very, very real. And we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to rebuild it. Whether it's Avos Chinam, what they call Avos Chinam, that's what's so confusing, because we're living in a world where there's no clear, nothing's clear. Everything is very murky, and it's not clear. And if you do the wrong kind of Avos Chinam, you end up being tolerant of evil. So it's a problem, and Chanani. It's a problem. Anyway. So, you see, he wants to avoid saying the word Ra in the Lomas Al Yonim. So he uses the word Masukin and Makulko. Like you have a machine producing tov, but it's broken. So it produces things that are not tov. The hepech, and it's producing not tov. And the way the machine got broken is because it didn't have Ha'oras Pnei Hashem. Hashem turned away a little from it. It didn't have his countenance making it snack and work the way it's supposed to work. Everything good and everything happening. So that's Hashem's countenance. Ches, the Sarah Shateidah. a limp to the finish line here. The Tzorach Shateva, it gets even, this is nothing, it gets much more Kabbalistic now. The Tzorach Shateva, but then the second section goes back to just being impossible to understand. The Tzorach Shateva, ki hine, afal pi shebe emes, sibus kol inyonei hatov, b'chol mokum sheheim. Go deeper into it, because till now he's dilly-dallying and he wants to sort of skip over the existence of evil, and he's been saying that the existence of evil is only the lack of an Oros Pnei Hashem, so it's makukul and comes down to this earth and it's low-toed. But now he's going to say, well, I got to be honest with you. He had these things in Kabbalah, he didn't make them up. He wasn't sitting there being machadish these things. He had them in Kabbalah, either from Rabbeim, from a Malach that came to Ramchal and talked to him and taught him. And Ramchal is the Kubbal by all of Klal Yisrael. So you can feel confident that this is the way it is. And the Musar of it is in the Silas Yishar. For that, you got to go to Derech Hashem for Dummies, which is called the Silas Yishar. So, the Tzorah Shetei Mekinei, Abel Bisha Be'emes, Sibos Kalein Yoni Atoy B'chomokim Shehen, Pirish, Bein B'Kolchos, Bein B'Tol Dolseya, in the upper spiritual forces, and their Hashmachot, which are Lamato, Hinei He Ha'oras Ponavis Barach Shemo, Kamo Shul Zacharnu, right? That's what empowers it, shining his face towards it. Kabbalah is expressed more. I just gave you a morsel of your friend smiling at you. But in Kabbalah, it's explaining. It's what's ponim, what's smiling, what's auras ponim, and what's shining. You know, but that's really, really Kabbalistic stuff. The sibus arabu cholmokum shahu helen ha'araso. So what the Ramchal is saying here is, I've been avoiding talking about the existence of evil as a reality. I'm talking about it comes down to this world as low toll because there's Hashem makes Hester upon him. So that's Makalkel the machine. So it doesn't run well. So if it doesn't run well, we experience that as low toll, low takin. Omnam, but the toes. You told our Adam Baruch Hu b'shem Sibo Mamesh v'kolov l'protos, and it's also true that we will describe Hashem as being the and it would be true, therefore, to describe Hashem b'shem Siva Mamash L'Klolov L'Protov as being the direct source of good, because Hashem is only good. So Hashem is the direct source. It's like, so if you think about it, what we're doing is saying Hashem is the direct source. I know it is philosophy till the end of the section. Hashem is the direct source of good, and he's the indirect source of evil by making Hester upon him. So he's creating a void where evil can be. And therefore, we could call Hashem the Siva of Tov. Avol Ra, but for evil. Lo Nasa Areyu Yisbarach Shmo Siva Mamish. He's not the direct cause of evil. Hashem doesn't. It's a
oxymoron.
Very good, thank you. It's an oxymoron, but there's a but coming up. Ki Amram, as Chazal say it, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmo Al Hara, Ela Helen Oro, it's only the Helen, the hiding, the turning away of Oro, the Hester Ponov, Yechashev L'Shorer Shlo, is the source of what we experience as evil. He's El Sibaso Ba'emes. Zal Tzad Heder HaTov. Avol. You see, there's an Avol here. I will approte in Yonah Bimitsi Usam. All these words we're saying are, I mean, Hashem is Kol Yochol. So Hashem could, so he's Kol Yochol. There's nothing he can't do. So Bora Shoresh, there is somewhere in this hierarchy between Hashem and us down here, somewhere in these billion links of a chain, Bora Shoresh B'Mukor Prati B'Chuban Bo HaTachas Hazeh Shel Hotzos Prati in Yonei Hara. There is something, this is the way I understand it. I don't think I really do. I thought this is very, very Kabbalistic. I'm just learning the words. At some point, it has to become evil. Because when it gets down here, it's evil. It's not just the lack of tov. People are murdered. People are sick. People die. People don't have parnasa. People are aching. People are broken. It's down here, we see that Ra is a metzius. There's a reality of Ra. It's not just, I'm not rich. People are poor. It's not just, I don't have kulot tov. I'm experiencing in my life bitter, very bitter things. So somewhere there's a changeover to actual Ra, and somewhere that means there's everything has to have a shoresh. Nothing, if you get one thing out of the Ramchal, nothing just happens. It's really like the physical world. Nothing just happens. Everything has a cause. Everything has a cause. It doesn't just rain, you know, it rains. You write a couple of books about why it rains, how it rains. Everything has a cause. Nothing just happens. Hashem made the world with a system. It's a machine. The only thing that just happens is the Ratzon Hashem, which we don't understand. Hashem wants it to rain. You know? But it's not, you know, again, Hashem wants it to rain, so it rains. That's true, but I just skipped. There are a billion steps. That's all. Right? Because even in the physical world, there's a million steps that I could write books about, libraries about, maybe, you know, about, you know, what it's called, the rain cycle. I could write books about it. That's all in the physical world. Imagine the whole chain. Because rain, we have a little inkling in that it's a shefa from Shamayim. It's Hashem being mashpia, the Shemayim is being mashpia on the Oretz, it's making things grow. It's a shefa tov for the universe, you know. That's why the Gemara says you never daven that rain should stop, even if it's causing havoc. You know, like Israel, if it snows an inch, man, whoa, forget it. I did not see my son struggling with 18 inches of snow. But here, 1 inch, and we're out of commission. But Aynas Palin on Rov Tova, the Gemara says. Rain is philosophically and conceptually a shefa from Shemayim sending good things to the earth. And it's coming from Shemayim. And there's a Mayim El Yonim, and there's Mayim Tachtonim. Anyway, I think this is what he's saying. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure, but I know I sound like I'm sure, but I'm lying. Somewhere along the line, there has to become the reality of Ra, because that's how we experience it. So it's taught in Shemayim, and the closer you are to Hashem, it's just Helam, and Hestaponim. But somewhere Hashem created a source of Ra. Because that's how it's experienced. So somewhere along this chain, it becomes actual evil, not just the absence of good. It starts off only as the absence of Hashem's countenance, the absence of his Eros Panim. He's not smiling, he's turning his face away. Has to Panim. But we experience bad, we experience evil, we experience tragedy, we experience the world, Klal Yisrael, people. So, somewhere Bara Shorish Makar Prati, Mechubin Bo Hatachos Hazeh, Shal Hotzos Prati and Yoni Hara. A baby will die. A business will go bankrupt. A world war will break out. People will get killed. Somewhere that becomes the reality. Kvima Shashira Chachma HaGadma, HaYosef Nistarach L'matzuf HaNirtzah Bo'odim U'Volom. Everything is for the purpose of what Hashem created the world for. It's to overcome evil. It's to keep on trucking despite evil. It's to overcome the evil in our hearts. It's to overcome our Yetzer Hara. It's to overcome and serve Hashem, the Simcha. You know, the Sforim talk about it very hard, you know. It's almost like you talk about it and people really don't know what to do with it. Because it's, people talk about, Chazalovitz talks about it, Sfarim talk about it, a lot of Sfarim talk about it. To accept what Hashem sends our way with joy. Because his purpose is always good, and it's always for a good end. It's always for a good end. I think the Miller stresses that, and the Lover stresses that. It's hard for people to fathom. They say, the Rambam's chayyim, man, it's difficult. I think the Miller wants you to go out in the street and dance a jig when tragedy strikes. We should. He understands you're not going to, but we should. If we understood the whole picture, and the Chavla Lover says it. Chavla Lover says it. He said it. So, you know. So, I'm just, here's a bit story. Hashem did create a source of evil because it is necessary for the fulfillment of the greater goal of the world, which is Tov, 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 Ma'od, Meitiv, the ultimate Tov, the ideal Tov, as he explained in the beginning of the Sefer. So, and Hashem can do anything. It's not like, oh, he can't create Ra. Of course he can. Right? Just like at some point we talk about Choshech as a Metzias, so we talk about Ra as a Metzias. So that's the system. The Inyan HaShorish HaZeh, he's trying to detail and explain the source of the reality of evil, not just the Hestaponim, which results in evil. Who klal kochos shonim? I don't know. It's like that. It's different forces. It's like a world of, you know. There's a catch-all pasuk that everybody uses. It's in Kehelas. Zehu mazeh asa Elokim. And this Kabbalistic Sforim talk about it. There's a ten spheros emanating from Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Chachma, Bina, Das. There are 10 spheres of Tumah. That's what he's talking about now. So we're getting back to the Christian view, so to speak. I'm talking about everybody's horrified. Okay, you can treat my wife. But the difference is that Hashem is doing everything. Hashem is manipulating everything. There is Ramchal now, this is very deep, this is very deep, but it's described in the Ramchal's more Kabbalistic Sforim, more at length. He has other Sforim where he describes this more in detail, more at length. There is like a forces of evil that Hashem created. Uklal Kocho Shomen, like there's 10 spheres of Tumah. Yishtalshel mehem inyanei, and from there is mishtalshel in yoni hachisaron, the aroos kulam, b'chol b'chinoseihem, whether it's kares or misa or tragedy or poverty or becoming insane or sorrows, Beit Mashal Nagel LeNefer, Beit Mashal Nagel LeGuf, b'chol protein b'machlokosav. It's a whole entire world out there of tumah. Well, the davar mizel l'chelak hasheni b'siyata d'shmaya. Okay, we'll stop here. Want to skip it? Just go to the second section. I don't even have nightmares tonight.
I don't know, Mrs. Loring, you passed. Mrs. Dole is not here. We keep on trucking.